The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless. The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, Ryan Tuberty with you this Tuesday morning. It's 6 minutes past nine on September the 8th, 2020. We're here till 10 a.m. The text number is open for business on 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. You know the world's gone quite mad when the acting chief medical officer has to deny social media reports that the department and everyone involved were going to cancel Halloween or Christmas. Obviously, both events will be taking place and both occasions will be celebrated, but just in a completely and utterly different way. So a little less of the learned helplessness, I think, required. Excuse me. Yeah. How do we trick or treat? Well, use your imagination. Obviously, no one wants to be going around knocking on doors and spreading the COVID. I'd say a lot of it will be done on social media in a good way. And we will have to come up with a plan together about how to avoid knocking at doors and leaving treats for kids and so forth. Just this year, it's going to be like everything else, like everyone else, going to be a bit different. Rather than going, what are we going to do? Think for yourself. Freedom of thought and fix it. Let's not worry about Christmas just yet, because this story is moving so fast that we'll be getting ahead of ourselves trying to sort that bit out. But certainly Halloween's coming down the tracks, and that's going to be the next thing that we will face on. You can still dress up. I mean, dressing up and imagination haven't been cancelled or postponed, so that's all good. It's just about working around it. So we'll get there. I had my first, and I use the term loosely, singing lesson for the toy show opening number. By singing lesson, I mean my old friend Jim Sheridan got together with me by the piano just in a studio nearby here one morning to find the key in which the opening song would be sung. And the opening song is so unguessable by anyone on this island. You will not guess it. You just won't. That it was, I'm glad we had the whole place to ourselves in top secret, because we don't want anyone to guess it. But it's in the key. We found the key and it's going to be okay. I mean, you wouldn't want to be a tuneful person to enjoy it, but look, if you have a few scoops in, you'll be grand, and that's what it is. But we're there, and a big meeting coming up after the program this morning as well. So in other words, everything, the show goes on and the planning goes on and everything's going to happen, and it's just going to be a little bit tweaked. You heard Ronan Glynn yesterday. Seven things that matter: reduce social contacts, take a step back and keep your distance from others, especially are the masks. I'm terrible with the masks. I mean, they're in and out of pockets and touching and half on and half off. Like, I'm not going to preach to you about how great I am with the mask. I'm not, because it's just, but you can overcome that by socially distancing from people. But people think that because you've got the mask on, you can go close to them. You can't, because you've been touching it and it's on your chin and up your nose and in your ear or whatever. Anyway, don't let your guard drop just because you know someone. Isolate, contact GP if any concerning symptoms. Do not go to work. Remember, a test is free. These are all the things we've said 5 million times, but you have to say them 5 million times. Wash your hands regularly. Wear a face covering and download the COVID tracker app. Hashtag hold firm. Well said. Speaking of Christmas, I was very excited last night when Grace sent a lovely message to us about the fact that Lindt, the chocolate people, L-I-N-D-T, Lindt, as in what are you giving up for Lindt, sent out a thing saying that they're doing a tin, like a Celebrations or Heroes tin. I'm a big fan. I was delighted to see this. I put it up on an Insta story and the traction it got was remarkable. You think of all the things you might send up saying, oh, look at this thing and this is coming up and that. Nope, they just want to see chocolates. And fair enough. 40,000 of you wanted to see the Lindt chocolates. And it is quite exciting, though, if you're into your sweets, as I am. They will have all the flavours in a tin for about, what, 17 quid. It's going to be much. 70 quid? What? Hang on a second. Those things are 5 quid. 5 or 6 pound or euro. But they're going to be £15 sterling, which would be heading towards 18, 19. But I suppose it's a different class of chocolate altogether. I used to go into Manning's shop down the road and ask for, like in the Dumbelievable sketch, 3 of those, 5 of those, one, you know, the 10p bag. And now I'm nearly as bad as an adult when I go into the Leonidas and say, I want the white covered chocolate ones with the coffee flavoured. I don't want any of the big nuts hanging out of them, or if, in a manner of speaking. And yeah, so good chocolates, Lindt, good news, and they're coming. It's a coming. Irish Examiner reporting today the moves are afoot to name a park after the Boyzone member Stephen Gately, who died almost 11 years ago. The 6-hectare Royal Canal Linear Park, opened 10 years and which runs alongside Spencer Dock, is to be renamed after Stephen Gately. And he died in 2002 in Mallorca. And his mother Margaret still lives in Sheriff Street, where he grew up. And his father died 3 years ago. But the name change is to be proposed by independent councillors Christy Burke and Anthony Flynn at today's Central Area Committee. So that's a rolling story. We'll see if that all comes to pass, and that's good. What's this called? Free Now Taxi. It used to be called My Taxi, now called Free Now. Don't know why they changed the names the whole time, but they do. And they now have a new eco-booking option enabling passengers to choose electric or hybrid taxis. So that's nice. You have the luxury of not being in a rush and actually wanting an eco. About a fifth of the taxis are hybrid or electric. I would have thought it was more. Every time you order one and you go out on the street to collect it, you don't know it's there because it just goes, you can't even hear the hum. Those quiet taxis, I don't know how more people haven't been knocked down or injured. They're so quiet, the hybrids. I think you can put in a fake noise sometimes as well, but it's got to be... It's got to be a good thing anyway. 9 in 10 passengers said they'd go for it. They'd go eco if they had the choice. Whole heap of Trump books doing the rounds at the moment. I'm kind of half listening and reading Mary Trump's book, Donald's niece, and the insight into him, courtesy of her closeness as a proper family relative, how she describes going into the White House for a dinner. And he comped them complimentary rooms in the Trump Hotel in Washington for one night. And then she describes how she just managed to get a glass of wine out of them around the dinner table. And one of the uncles tells the story as they're sitting around the family dinner, and they're as dysfunctional as any of our families are, in fairness. And one of the uncles says, Donald, do you remember the time they put potato on your head, mashed potato in your head, the old mashed potato story, haha, and everyone's roaring laughing apart from one person, seething, fuming, furious. The president of the United States of America, who doesn't like the mashed potato story because he comes out like a loser, and he hates that. But another book doing the rounds, we've got Bob Woodward's coming down the track. I think that's probably one of the better ones as well. Michael Cohen's book, his lawyer, do you remember that guy? Well, he's singing like a canary, kid. He's saying that Donald Trump behaved like a mobster, has a low opinion of all black people. And he says that he's guilty of the same crimes that landed him in prison, and calls his former boss a cheat, a liar, a fraud, a bully, a racist, a predator, a con man with the mentality of mob boss. Said that Nelson Mandela was no leader, which you might as well while you're at it. Tell me one country, he quotes Trump as saying, run by a... Oh, well, I won't actually get into it. It's actually too offensive, so I'll keep going. You get the idea. He didn't like him, and it's full on his take on it. He says Donald Trump admired Vladimir Putin because he was able to take over an entire nation and run it like it was his personal company, like the Trump Organization. And that's a book that will be feeding into the Never Trumpers echo chamber. And they like that. No one knows who Banksy the artist is, and they keep... And on it goes, who's Banksy? But poor... Neil Buchanan, and I say poor, he presented a programme that some of you will have watched down through the years called Art Attack. And a rumour went round, as rumours can so often and do so often do online, suggesting that Neil Buchanan is Banksy. So everybody started to get in touch with him and say, God, you're Banksy, that's brilliant. But they had to send a tweet. I said, look, Neil has spent lockdown with vulnerable members of his family and is now preparing to launch his new art collection in 2021, handy plug there. And became a familiar face in many households, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is, he's not Banksy. Stop calling him Banksy. Stop tweeting about him. The rumour's fake. He is not Banksy. Stop. Hammer time. Meanwhile, I see also that we have chess is now one of the most watched and downloaded things to see in the middle of the pandemic. It's a most unlikely thing, but watching live streams of chess games is a big deal. and you have almost 41.2 million hours of chess on a channel called Twitch, and it's going down a treat. I don't play chess. I know you all think that I'm probably a chess master or something like that. Never played it. Don't know how to play it. But I'm a man of many surprises. That's one of them. I don't play chess. But apparently, if you're into it, it's a joy to watch. I just haven't and amn't. Hannah Beresford sent a great tweet saying that she was shaken to discover that every time she said, "Mind yourself," instead of goodbye to a non-Irish person, they've heard it as a Soprano-style threat. So around the world, you say, "Mind yourself." What did I? Yeah, hey, mind yourself. Okay, what? So it's Hiberno-English confusion striking again, which is a fair point. Good recommendation, says Ted, for Don Winslow books. Have read 2 in 4 days, Dawn Patrol and The Death and Life of Bobby Z, or Zed, and they are brilliant. Well, they were both recommended highly by Anthony Horowitz on the program last week. I don't know if you heard that, but either way, thank you for doubling down, if you like, on the recommendation. There was a lot of love for Richard Osman's books in the bookshops yesterday. Heard a great story about two people at a bookshop. One of them took down a Horowitz book off the shelf and then took the Osman book off the shelf and then put the Osman book back, took Horowitz to the counter, was about to buy it without realising that behind her another lady had come along and taken the last Osman book off and took her place behind the Horowitz purchaser. The Horowitz purchaser was having buyer's remorse and decided to hell with it, I'll buy both. Puts her head again around her shoulder to look at the shelf to say, I'll go back and get it. It's gone. Sees who had it and says to the woman behind her with the Osman book, I was going to get that. To which the lady responded, but you didn't. Now that's bookshop war right there, right? And I kind of like it. I'm kind of impressed. Like, it's kind of steely. And she got her book and she's going home, she's going to read it. And now she's going to read it and enjoy it even more because she got it. Somebody else didn't. Tastes better. Down here in Kerry, some of us give up chocolate for lint. Yep, that's the gag. It could be the healthiest Halloween ever. None of the manky sweets your kids don't like, hanging around for weeks because they don't want to throw them out. Yeah, a return to an Irish Halloween perhaps. Let Americans be Americans. We invented the original, says John. Yeah. I don't know if the kids will agree, but worth a punt. Waiting 2 days for a test, meanwhile, says the text. I have to have it at home as I have mobility issues. It's hard to stay calm waiting, but I'm getting there. I didn't realise it would take longer. Glad of your company. And we have yours. I have 3 boys, says Paula. I returned from living in New Jersey, USA, after 3 amazing years. Halloween was always a very special day. However, I was listening to you this morning, discussing how different this year will be. And on the weeks leading up to Halloween in the town we lived, the kids would put candy, in brown paper bags and decorate and go round to friends' houses in the evening and leave the bags on the doorstep, run away and hide, and with joy watch their friends collect the candy. It was great fun. My kids loved it. It was called booing. You've been booed. Maybe an idea for people. Good thinking, Paula. Thank you for sharing that suggestion. On the books, Martin says, I regularly meet up with some like-minded musical friends at a local park every Saturday at lunchtime. And we sit and sing for about 2 hours. That's lovely. Last Saturday, we witnessed a beautiful moment when a very elderly couple who were sitting in the sunshine listening got up and started dancing. It was a very emotional yet joyous scene to see these two, although very old, move so graciously together, enjoying the moment. They both thanked us for the music and left hand in hand, promising to return next Saturday. Our little group, ranging in age from 13 to 70, clapped them off on their journey. It was a very special moment for each of us. I mean, that's quirky. But quirky is good. I was finishing that Jane Fonda documentary I was telling you about. Jane Fonda in 12 acts. I have fallen completely in love with this woman. I had absolutely no idea how intriguing she was. And she had 3 marriages. One with a director called Vadim, this charismatic man who had befriended, shall we say, Brigitte Bardot and Catherine Deneuve and Jane Fonda, if you don't mind. And then she ended up with a political activist who I think resented her kind of brilliance in the end, couldn't handle it. And then she ended up with Ted Turner, billionaire. And her life just went from this mad bucking bronco of a life, full of flaws, just an epic story of beauty and sadness and just everything about the human spirit, but writ large. And she's still motoring on. Most impressive. It's called Jane Fonda in 5 Acts. and comes with a glowing recommendation. If you can, wherever you find your documentaries, or get it, or ask it. I was going to say ask an adult where to find it. Ask a child. They'll tell you where to find it. You may have watched the Love and Loss in a Pandemic program last night. Very moving. You know, we had Dr. Summer Ali on the show on Friday night, and we talked about her eloquence and dignity. And sure enough, John Martin was on to say, we all need to follow the latest COVID news, but we also need to put human faces on the statistics. We do. RTE did a great public service by enabling some of the bereaved families to speak to us so eloquently about their loved ones in that documentary last night. The pain caused by lonely deaths and COVID-related funerals was almost unbearable. I can only hope that the families derive some comfort by publicly honouring their dead. And well done to them and to those who made the programme. And that's a very fair point. And thank you for making it to us this morning, to ryan@rte.ie. And another one from Bernadette in Galway says, well, visiting Westport last Friday, this is apropos of books now, we dropped into the Tertulia bookshop, never heard of it, out at the harbour at the quay. It's just pure magic for book lovers and for film lovers, especially Harry Potter. The kids' corner is located in a cute little snug over the stairs. They used to have storytelling there on Saturdays, and there are very comfy sofas to relax in, and they serve beautifully brewed coffee. It's quirky, with an old black typewriter and other interesting things to catch your eye. I had a lovely, friendly chat with Neil, the owner, and it's truly worthy of a visit if you are in that neck of the woods, which I won't be for a while, but next time I'm in, I'll call in, I promise you. Says, please say hello to Neil and Breed, his wife, whom we didn't meet, from Bernadette in Galway. Oh, it's always lovely to celebrate the independent bookshops, and they're quiet corners, aren't they? They're like little oratories for the soul.